Time for
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, yeah, fresh from his honeymoon. You're looking a little worn out there, mate. Well, good morning.
Honeymoon / golfing holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a stitch-up. I know my wife, actually. Oh, God. I'm going to get that one right. I'm in trouble. But I know she's spoken to you, so I'm worried.
Yeah. Now, because Zoe, your darling wife, said to us, I left the honeymoon for Justin. Yes. And all it was
your one job was to organise the honeymoon.
All it was a four-letter word.
Well, let's just say I had the time of my life. So yeah. She planned the wedding, did an amazing job. I planned the honeymoon. Well, I think I did an amazing job.
You did.
That's right.
Snuck in a couple extra rounds of golf, which I probably just wasn't meant to. Just made a few new friends, had a few beers with some friends. She was ringing me, where are you? Oh, well.
How many games of golf did you get out on your honeymoon?
Look, only two, and I might have practiced a little bit as well. But she had a spa. I took her, she went horse riding. So, we fixed her up for some activities while I went and played. So it wasn't too bad for her.
Well, it's off to a good start. Well,
you want to be practicing your golf because it seems as though golf, these cricketers that are getting 3 million plus to go over to India, that is chicken feed apparently compared to what's going on in golf at the moment.
Yeah, so there's the European Football League, which is obviously just went in the bin, and now there's a golf super league pretty much, the PGL. And this has been around for about 5 or 6 years now. A lot of PGA Tour pros have said, no, we want nothing to be a part of it. But Phil Mickelson has just been reported to get a $100 million sign-up fee. Some of the players are offered ridiculous amounts of money. Now, they've come out and said, no, we don't want it. But it's still hanging around. It's still looming. Players are being offered big, big money.
Who says no to $100 million? Like, you just go, hang on, come and play some golf, give you $100 million.
Well, people might not know this, but golf is actually a lot of money. I think Phil Mickelson makes about $50 million a year. So $100 million... who really cares?
Oh,
I think
he
just won $10 million off Tiger in an exhibition match. So these guys are loaded anyway, and that's why they're not doing it.
And so what? And you were saying they're worried about, like, the money's not an object. It's the trophies that they can have on their mantelpiece.
So even the guys who aren't making $50 million, who are only making, let's say, a couple, which is still great, they don't want the money. They want legacy. They want to know how many PGA Tour wins they have, how many majors they win. Because the PGA Tour has come out and said, if you sign up...
It's all about the green jacket.
It's all exactly right. It really is. It's all about, what history are you going to leave when you finish up at golf when you're 40, 50 years old.
So this professional golf league, it's got more money than anyone's ever seen. But if you're playing that, you're barred from the rest.
Yeah, so the PGA Tour have a big meeting on Tuesday, and they're pretty much going to say, if you sign up to this, you're going to be banned for life from the PGA Tour. Right. Which, because this golf league, just like the European one, you could sign up, and then it all falls nowhere. I don't want to swear. It all goes nowhere.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck left not being able to play in the PGA Tour.
With only $100 million.
Yeah,
tough to take.
Yeah, that'd be hard. No wonder you're practicing your golf on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Bill Gates said, who cares less? last night, what happened? Let's have a listen. South took on Melbourne. The final score.
A 50-0 shellacking. And the night belongs to Josh Adokar, who enters the history books. Only two players have ever scored more tries in a game that has been going over 100 years.
Weren't Melbourne good?
Oh, geez. Well, I'm actually playing golf with the South Sydney Rabbitohs on Tuesday in their annual golf day, so it's going to be a somber mood there because no team has ever won the comp after being defeated by 50. And I had them tipped to make the grand final with the Melbourne Storm, and I think the Melbourne Storm just showed how good they are without Pappenhausen, their fullback. Goes to show how dominant they are.
South did have a few out, though.
South did have a few out, and some big players, too. So no Luttrell, no Adam Reynolds. They're their big players. So.
You'll win the golf on Tuesday because they'll be getting flogged all day on Monday.
Much. I think they got a few cheaters in the last few years.
If Josh Adokar scored 7 tries, I'd say that was all right. But he only did 6 last
night.
Only broke a 70-year-old record. You know, he should have went more.
Come on, mate.
I thought he was going to score right at the death.
Yeah.
I thought, this is it. I want the 7th. I only stayed up to see him score 7 tries.
I like that the team also tried to give him the ball as well. They were trying to make him get it. So I like that. Be a little bit selfish.
Get it to Adokar.
Yeah, it was so good. And, mate, anything else cracking in the world of sport?
Yeah, Super Rugby. So the Super Rugby final's on tomorrow, which is huge. Reds versus the Brumbies. The Reds finished the top of the table, so it's going to be a good clash. And then I believe, depending on this bubble, is that all Super Rugby, the Australian conference, is going over to play the New Zealand conference in a first ever.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually big news. All the Aussie teams are going to be playing, over a month, their own series versus Australia versus New Zealand, And there's not going to be a final, but there's just going to be who finishes first in that little tournament.
Well, and so that's going to happen over the course of just 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to happen over. So as soon as the final's done tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then they're going to fly over if the borders open and whatnot for their own Australian New Zealand conference. Instead of the Super Rugby, it's going to be their own one.
That's brilliant. How many games a week are you going to get out of that?
I'm not too sure. You've asked a very... I did my research last night, let's be honest. So I'm not too sure, but I think it's going to be about 14 games over about a month.
I can't wait.
One last question. Who do you think, after last night's drubbing, Melbourne beat South in Rugby League 50 to zip.
Flogging,
who do you
drubbing.
Who do you think would win between South and the Waratahs?
Oh, God. I've still got to go South.
What sort of question is that?
The Waratahs haven't
won a game, you big galoot.
They didn't go too well, did they?
No.
Talk about a tenuous link to the Waratahs. They'll do anything.
All right, mate. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Well, the wedding survived 1 week. That's good.
One week.
All right, we'll speak to you each week and see how it's going.
Now you've set golf as a precedent for success. You're laughing. Yeah.
Justin Avendano, BBL champion, Big Bash League champion, twice over from Terrigal. Thanks for joining us, mate. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
See you, Justin.